views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm amazingly makes you want to tackle your transitions and jump to your next chapter. Do you have a major change happening in your life and you don't even know where to begin? Are you letting fear and anxiety get in the way of your next move? Shelley has been working with people for over a decade with everything from writing books to career changes to simply cleaning out their closets. How? Powerfully and funnily. Shelley's creative and powerful approach makes it happen by guiding you deliberately, mindfully, and purposefully. Now, here's your host, Shelley Ryan.
Everyone, I'm Shelley Ryan, and you're listening to Your Next Chapter on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and consider your life story and all of its chapters. How's it going so far? What chapter's next for you? I believe you have plenty of time to create an amazing bestseller, so get ready to turn the page and design your next chapter. As a transition coach, my clients come to me unsettled and dissatisfied with something in their life. It may be their job or relationships or lack of one, family, health, weight, finances, or they just aren't having any fun. And they know they need to change, but for a variety of reasons, they haven't been able to make it happen. So today's next chapter is for those of you who find yourself sitting home alone on another Friday night. You're tired of the single life, of feeling lonely, hopeless, frustrated, and uncertain if the right person even exists for you. You're clear that you have a lot of great things to offer, but you've almost given up. It's exhausting. So are you ready to do things differently? Stop swiping left and swipe right. We're going to learn to date differently. So today I have Myra Figueroa Clark joining me, and I have known Myra for over 15 years, and she is passionate about propelling individuals towards their destined partner. She also wants to create a safe, nurturing space where relationships can flourish. As a certified life coach and professional speaker, Myra seizes every opportunity to help women overcome the challenges that hinder their relationships. Myra empowers women to take charge of the difficult situations standing in the way of the love they seek and to make impactful changes on a daily basis. Myra has been affectionately coined the love expert and can be found speaking to women about their fears, fumbles, and fantasy that hold them back from an authentic relationship. Her straight-talking approach ignites and inspires. So let's welcome Myra to Your Next Chapter. Hello, Myra.
Hello, Shelley, my friend. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Myra knows my love story, too, and knows that it took me a long time to get to the place that she's about to describe. So Myra, can I have you just start off by telling us a little bit about you and your dating story and maybe how you became the love expert?
Yeah. So about me. You know, I grew up, Shelley, as you know, I grew up in the South Bronx, which is the most dangerous place it's the top five most dangerous place in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in the ghetto, and I knew that there was only two ways, quote unquote, out of the ghetto. And one was to get married or education. And I didn't see any good marriages in my entire life at that point. And so I thought, well, that's not going to happen for me. So I just better focus on my career.
Okay. Yep. Forget that. Let's go where I know I can get somewhere.
Right. And so I did. And so I did date and all that. But I just knew that falling in love was just not for me. And it wasn't going to get me anywhere. And I didn't see any success stories on that. And so I became what we would call single and satisfied. And I lived my life, for the most part, pretty satisfied. I traveled. I had great friendships. I was really involved in church and community. And then I got to a point where I really started doing some self-work. And in that, I rediscovered that I do want to get married, and I did want to be a mom and a wife, and those things that were, I was like the ultimate feminist, those things that I fleed from or ran from was those very things that I truly desire in the depths of my heart.
Yeah.
As I was seeking who I was and what I was and why I wasn't dating seriously, I realized that I was afraid of love, afraid of everything that came with it, afraid of being in love and losing myself, afraid of being in love and not being loved back, afraid of all those fears that come with it.
Oh yeah.
It was hitting me. And I was a psychotherapist. I still am, you know, and I'm a therapist. Yep. I'm like, oh my goodness, how could I have gone so many years not even having a mirror to my own heart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who I was.
Oh yeah. Well, I know that that's, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing, right? Is that healing from the inside out, right?
Yeah.
Because you've got to start to do that. Well, when you made that, when you had that aha moment that I do want this and I want love, what did you do?
I did a whole bunch of stuff, right?
Okay.
As a psychotherapist, I did a lot of my own stuff to myself, right?
Yeah.
What I prescribed to my clients, I prescribed it to myself. And that was things like, you know, do you have a good community? Have you expressed your need to your community? Can you go and get therapy? You know, do you journal, right? So all those things that I prescribed to my own clients, I gave my own prescription to. And so I started journaling. I did find myself a really good therapist at the time who I actually still meet up with every now and again. And I started telling people who were around me, like, hey, I want to get married. And a lot of people were shocked. A lot of people thought I was joking. I mean, it was kind of like this. Oh, that's so funny. Ha, ha.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Right.
Sure you do.
Right. So, yeah, so I started that journey. I wish I had me during that time to kind of hold me through this.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Well, can you tell a little bit about how you found Clark?
Yeah, so
I love this story. So I'm sorry, but I think you got to share a little bit.
I'll share the abridged, the footnotes, right?
Yes, yes.
The cliff notes. That's what it was.
Yes.
Called the cliff notes. Are we dating ourselves or what, huh?
I know, right?
So the cliff notes is, so Clark and I have been friends for years. And he is younger than me. And, you know, physically he is, you know, smaller and shorter than I ever would even be attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But he was my go-to, right? So if there was a gala or something fancy to go to, and I, you know, I wasn't into dating, right? So I wanted to go with someone who was safe. He was my safe person to go with. And and I was his safe person. So he would invite me to like ball games because he knew I loved baseball. And I would invite him to like my fancy galas and stuff like that.
Right.
And we would go together and make fun of other people. So
nice. Nice.
And then one day he literally, we were like coming from one of our fun events, and he said, hey, what I want to say to you is I would love to take our friendship to the next level. And you would think my response was like, oh my gosh, yes. No, my response was not that. My response was, are you crazy? Who are you? That's not the way I see you.
Very affirming for him, by the way.
Yes, I'm sure. And so he backed away. And in that backing away, I began my journey, right? And so we kind of coincide. So as I was rediscovering myself, he kind of dissipated from the equation, if you will.
Okay.
And I would start dating other people. Many, many, many other people. Because I was like, I'm determined to figure out who God has for me.
Okay.
And he popped up again and he said something very similar. He said, you're my friend and I love you. And you have just a lot of the attributes that I've been praying for in a wife.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, look. Here's the deal. Because, see, I was in a different space. So I received it differently. And I said, here's the deal. I want to be pursued. That's my that's just my dream. That's my expectation.
Okay.
And so pursue he did, Shelly. Him and many others, he pursued with flowers on my dashboards and love letters in my mailbox. And I mean, this was a time, this was only about 12 years ago, but we didn't have Facebook as much or mm-hmm. or text messaging or any of that stuff. And so snail mail was the way to go. And he did. He snail mailed me and he wooed me. And honestly, other men did. I have really good dating experiences, but he was such an amazing, emotionally mature man.
Yeah.
That's who I needed right there. And that's how I found, or should I say, that's how I attracted my mate, because I was emotionally mature. And so I was able to attract a man that was emotionally mature.
For you. I love that. I love that. There was one thing, and you and I had talked about this a while ago, that you have a really big personality, right?
Yes.
And there was a time where people were telling you, you got to tone that down, or you got to change that a little bit. Remember when we were talking about that?
Will you
talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's one of the things that is really important is for us, again, from healing from the inside out, is to know that we are okay just as we are.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that I am big in every way, right? I've always been on the curvier side, if you will. When I was 10 years old, I was a size C cup in my bra size, you know,
okay.
So where everyone else was flat chested.
Yep.
I was, you know, at Macy's and,
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have big hair. I have a lot of hair. I have big lips. And I'm loud and I'm boisterous and I have a big laugh. And for many years, as I was growing up, people would say things like, you know, can you not chew that loud? Or boy, we could hear you a mile away. Or we know when you're at church, or, you know, things like that. And and I think it was in good fun that people would say things like that. But what I was hearing was, you're too big, you're too much, you're too loud. You know, no one in this whole universe could love you. Like, there's too much of you. And so even one mentor of mine said to me, oh, it's going to take a special man to love you. Again, that message was affirmed that there's too much of me.
Yeah.
You know, I was told that I'm intimidating. There was so much of me. And so it transformed the way I thought about myself. And for some years, I tried to become smaller and quieter than I actually was. And so I started to become quieter in the way I spoke. And I wore my hair back in a ponytail so it wouldn't be so out and big.
Wow. And just not being you.
Yes, it wasn't me.
Yeah. And during that time, you did not meet your guy.
No, thank God.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
No, because he wouldn't have never gotten my authentic me.
Yeah.
And that struggle in our marriage would have been so, so profound.
Yeah.
Because I would be struggling to teach him who I was, and he would be struggling to push me back to who he thought I should be.
Thought you were. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is a perfect place to stop because it's time to go to break. So you're listening to Shelly Ryan with Your Next Chapter. And when we come back, Myra's going to talk a little bit about how she became the love expert and then talk about moving from Bozos to Boaz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
All right, we're back on Your Next Chapter with Shelley Ryan. My guest today is Myra Figueroa Clark, the love expert, who is helping us to find love intentionally. So before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Myra. So could you give us your web information for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all the W's for singlewomenonly.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Or singlewomenonly.com. Okay, great. So we were talking a little bit about healing from the inside out and a little bit about your dating story.
Yeah.
How did you come about being the love expert?
So, you know, it kind of came to me, honestly. I am a certified coach and I had extensive experience with relationship. I'm also a therapist and all that stuff. And so I was on a virtual event and I logged in and someone said, "Oh, the love expert is on the line." And they were like, "So love expert." And they started asking me questions. Well, I was on with at least three other people who their followings alone were in their thousands. And okay. So within seconds, I became the love expert all over social media.
I love it. I love it. And it works.
It is. And
it totally works. Is that how you started kind of specializing in helping women find love?
No, I started specializing almost immediately after I got married because I kept getting asked, you know, so prior to that, I was a positive psychology coach working with predominantly women who struggled with really with that hopelessness, no? And really changing your perspective. Mm-hmm. And the minute I got married, everyone knew I was a coach already. And I kept getting asked, "Would you come to my retreat and talk about how you got married? Would you come to my brunch and talk about how you got married? Can you talk?" And I was like, okay, so.
Wow, this message is
becoming clear. People were not interested in psychology anymore. They were interested in how to get that ring on.
Wow, That is awesome. Okay. Okay. So it kind of found you again.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And I went with it.
Well, I know one of the talking points that you have is moving from Bozos to Boaz. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm dying to hear about this because why do we keep finding the Bozos or finding us?
So let me describe who Bozo is, because sometimes we don't know exactly who Bozo is. So Bozo is usually looks good on the outside and usually has a pretty good resume. So I always call the three sixes, right? So usually he's 6 foot with the six pack and making six figures. Right? Feels good, right? On your side or what have you. But many of our Bozos are unavailable, whether it's emotionally, physically, or financially, or spiritually. Mm. And then we accept it as women. So we have these unavailable men who are either not truly single. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Right? Who are not truly single or who are not prepared emotionally to really make you his number one. So you're here ready for your Boaz, and he's here faking like he is a Boaz, which is really a bozo. So really, it's just like these men who may look really good or feel really good. Gosh, he smells good, or he gives this, or he does that. But then you realize you're out with him on Friday and Saturday, and then you hear nothing from him all the way to Thursday. Or worse, he's texting you all week long, but for some reason, you can't get on a date and see him face to face. You know?
Yeah.
Right. And so these are our bozos. So our Boazes, if you look in Ruth, in the second chapter, you would notice that Boaz was one completely single. He didn't have a side chick. He didn't have, you know, too much work that he couldn't call her, you know, none of that. He was single. And what you also notice about Boaz is that he recognized who he wanted. He recognized Ruth. He looked at her and was like, who is she? He invited her to dinner. He initiated. These Boazes that we desire to be with should be men who look at you and go, wow, who is this?
Mm, yeah. Yeah. And they really want to get to know you versus them looking at whatever our three sixes are. You know what I mean?
Right. Like they're looking at us,
right. Physically or we look good on paper or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Well, now when you say not truly single, tell me a little bit more about that, because I've dated many of those.
Unfortunately, I have too.
Yeah.
I can remember getting that phone call from someone's wife going, "Do you date Mark? Did you know he has a wife and kids?"
Oh boy.
You know, and so we have that, right? And I remember like my own personal experience where he called me thereafter and he was like, no, you don't understand. Our marriage has been dead for years, right?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, of course. Great, great, great. But, you know, legally, you know, you are my friend married.
Yep. yep.
That's it. And that means that you're not available to be my husband.
Yep.
You're not available to even be my boyfriend. You're not available.
Period.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
But then that's not the only kind of not available man we have.
Right.
We have men who have soul ties with their baby mamas, with their side chick, where they know that they can do a booty call, you know, once or twice a month if things get a little desperate for him. He has Sally that he can always call, hit it up, and it'd be cool. And it means nothing, but it's that, you know, or he has this career that he loves so much and he spends hours upon hours upon hours being whatever he is. You know, I had one of my clients who's like, well, you know, he's an attorney, a partner in a firm, and he never has time for me. And I asked her, is this the life you desire?
Yeah.
And that is the truth. So sometimes availability, it's not, oh no, he's really single. Sometimes it's that emotional availability, or sometimes it's that physical availability. Sometimes it's that financial availability where the man is like, I'm all in, but I don't have a job, or I don't have a house, or I don't have anything to give you. And so everywhere we go, I need you to pay. I need you to pick me up. I need you to drop me off. I need, you know, so it's like, okay, so you as a woman have to decide, what is your worth? Are you worth someone being 100% available for you?
Yeah. And how would you know? How would you know if they're available? Like, how did you know with your husband that he was available for you?
You know, just like the Boaz in the Bible, he was seeking me out. He asked about me. Who is that? What does she like? How can I get her? Right?
Yeah.
He listened to the women who were in her life. He watched her. He watched her harvesting. My husband watched me as I served in the church.
Mm-hmm.
He followed me. You know, Boaz follows. He'll look. Now it's easier than ever because now we have Facebook and social media, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he recognized what I was worth, so much so that he waited from that first conversation to the second conversation. It was a 2-year span, Shelley.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Many people don't realize that, right? It's a 2-year span of, you know, you don't want me to, you know, talk to you that way, we'll still be friends. And then he came right back and was like, nope, you're the one for me. And I'm going to stand here and let you know again and again and again.
Yeah. So he pursued and you let him, let him pursue when you were ready. The 2 years prior, you weren't ready.
I was not ready.
Yeah. And then when you were, he pursued and it was like, you allowed it to happen.
Yes, I was still skeptical and scared, and all those feelings were still there. I mean, I call it the default, right? We have a default in our brain where what works for us is what we're going to keep doing. Our comfort zone, many coaches use that word. Yep. I call it our default, right? Because I was scared half my life to love, and this man is pouring it on, and I wanted to take my pro kids and run on the other side of the road.
Sure.
Yeah, it didn't change how I felt. It just made me more powerful in my own space.
Right. And because I think a lot of women, they don't allow the person to pursue. Mm. Have you found that?
Yeah, and I think because of fear.
Yeah.
Because if you allow someone to pursue, then you become vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, we as women, we equivalate femininity with weakness. And we decide that if we're being pursued, that means we're the weaker, and then it takes away our power.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the other way around, where we are so powerful that all we have to do is be a woman.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we might have to touch on that again here in just a second, because that's a good one. Hold on to that thought. So
okay.
I'd like to make sure we have plenty of time to capture that whole idea. So let's take a short break.
Okay.
You're listening to Shelley Ryan with Your Next Chapter. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about that femininity. I really like that. And be a woman. Oh my gosh, I really like that. And then we're going to also talk about creating space for your love. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yay.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
All right, we're back on Your Next Chapter with Shelley Ryan. I have Myra Figueroa-Clark with us, and she is giving us some great information and insights on being intentional around finding love. So far, we've talked about healing from the inside out and moving from bozos to Boaz, which I absolutely loved, and ended on that last segment on talking about just how powerful we as women are and really embracing our femininity. So can you just add just a couple of things about that before we talk about creating space?
Yeah. So, you know, a woman is a woman for a reason. There, if you look at a woman's anatomy and we look just scientifically, our anatomy says that we are receivers. And so all of our organs are inside, all of our reproductive organs, for the most part, are inward, whereas a man's reproductive organs are outward. And I like to look at us as soil, right? And as the person who holds dreams. And the only way those dreams could be fertilized if only the right seed hits the right soil. And so really the power of the femininity part is really about being that fertile soil and realizing that as a woman, God created us, this whole femininity, God created us to have specific attributes that men will never have. And specific power that men would never have. So we have the power to obviously create life, but we also have the power to create life through our mouth and through our cooking and through our eyes. And if you watch a woman who has that feminine energy, it doesn't matter whether she's in her sweatpants, whether her hair is back in a ponytail and no makeup, you almost could feel like, man, she's working it, or she's beautiful, or wow, there's something about her, because it shows that in your soul, you understand who you are and you understand the power of you, of who you are, but there's no need for you to abuse that power. Mm-hmm. It's just who you are.
Yeah. I love that. So just be be that woman.
And I have tips on how to be more feminine, because we lose it, especially if you're single for years and decades. You got to be masculine to get things done. Mm-hmm. So I have tips, you know, and I could send them to any of the followers who or listeners. Who
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we'll definitely grab some of those. Okay, so let's talk about creating space for love, like some practical steps that we can do to create space.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? First, I always talk about, you know, emotional space, right? And so that's probably the hardest place to make space, because like I was talking about earlier, I had to be prepared to accept and hear who my husband was and what he needed, so then I could be available for him. Again, it's about that soil. And so the way I look at creating space is like creating a stage, and you want to be able to create that stage for, you know, your beloved, your betrothed, the future husband that's coming your way. Mm-hmm. I physically made space by emptying out things in my closet.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. I actually have a hashtag empty hangers. And as I emptied my closet, I didn't take the hangers out. I left the hangers in. And for me, it was that those empty hangers was me making physical space. See, because here's the deal. Like if I'm in a car, if you're in my car, if I'm in my car and you see my passenger seat, it's full of my heels and my flip flops, my makeup and maybe my lunch and maybe some paperwork that I needed for that day, you know, whatever. It's all on the passenger seat. Yep. But that passenger seat is created for a
passenger. Mm-hmm.
Not for my makeup, not for my heels, not for my lunch or the pistachios I've been munching on all day. Mm-hmm. It is created for a passenger. So if you go, hey, Myra, I need a ride. Would you be able to take me for a ride, you know, home or whatever? I would have to remove all those things and make room for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If I'm not able to physically make room for you, you may go, oh, this has seemed bothersome. I'll find another way home, or I got someone else that could give me a ride. And so that's the same thing with a man. If he is ripe and ready and he's about to pick the fruit, which is you, yep. He's about to like find you and pick you. And yet you have so much stuff going on that he's like crouched over on that front seat with one leg on top of the other, trying to get that door closed. He may go, nah, I'm going to go over here to that woman who doesn't have all that stuff.
Yeah. And make it to work.
What I tell my client is three things. Decide that you are going to declutter one little thing in your life this week. And that could be old emails, you know, like sometimes we got like 10,000 unread emails. Declutter that. Or it could be your trunk. It could be that passenger seat. It could be your attic or your basement or something small that it'd be manageable for you to do in 1 or 2 days. Declutter it. Maybe it's some old letters from your ex-boyfriend or a picture of you and your ex-husband still sitting on that mantle. Mm-hmm. Start making room. So then you start feeling like, okay, I'm ready to receive him. Maybe even looking at your calendar. Is it like every hour of every day is taken by something? And if it is, start thinking, how and what can I move? How can I gain 1 hour or 2 hours a day in order to make room? Because if I'm going to be dating, I'm going to have to make room for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know so many women, their calendars are packed.
Yes. There
literally is no room. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we start there. We just declutter. We just start decluttering. And then the second thing I always say is ask 2 or 3 of your closest friends, would you date me? And if not, what do you think I need to work on most?
Mm.
So, you know, some of your girlfriends, you'd be like, what do you think? I want to get back out there. And I'm a little scared, but I really want to get to the point where I am whole. So where do you think I need the most assistance? What do you think I need to work on most?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, good friends will tell you.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Shelly, you know, I think, you know, remember, you know, 10 years ago when X, Y, Z happened, I don't think you ever recovered. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe you spent a lot of time with your mom, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Be open to that. And yep. So the first thing is declutter. The second thing is ask your closest friends, you know, what do I need to work on? You know, what do you think is you know, it's one thing that would make me more dateable, if
yep.
you will.
Yep.
And then the third thing is practice dating.
Ooh, you know, like, yes.
I think that so many times we're like preparing for dating. Well, just go out for coffee or ice cream or find a friend. And, you know, sometimes when we are in the company of a man, it changes us automatically. We don't have to be attracted to him. He could be younger. He could be older. He could not be your quote unquote type, but being able to be in the company of a man who is not related to you yeah. is so much fun. And yeah. so I always say practice dating. You want to fumble with those who you're not really attracted with. You want to mess up with those who you don't really think that there's a future with, because that is how you get yourself back out there. Go on some dates.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and can I add one other quick thing to that too, is actually enjoy dating, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Cause do you find people that are like, oh my God, I don't want to do this and this sucks and all these things and these steps, they're not for me and I can't do it. So work on a new story around that. Like, have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I did that when I started going back out there. That was one of the things for me too, because I didn't do the online thing, which I want us to talk about here briefly, but I did speed dating and it was so much fun. And I didn't put any pressure on it. It was really just like you said, it was practice. And I wasn't, you know, expecting, you know, these 14 men to be my Mr. Wonderful. I was right. just out there having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's so important, because that process is really what's going to make you, and you're able to be able to like, oh my gosh, that was hilarious, or yeah, whatever.
Great stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great stories for sure. So can we talk a little bit about swiping right and swiping left? You know, I gotta be a little bit honest. I'm aging myself again, but I know very little about that. So tell me a little bit about swiping right.
Yeah. And so swiping left is a term that is used because do we have apps now like Tinder and Bagel Meat Coffee and things like that, that allows you, if you're not interested in a person, you swipe left and it kind of deletes them, if you will, off of your profile.
Okay.
So I'm always saying how to swipe right. And that's also a play in the words, because it's important that we put out profiles that are phenomenal and that say exactly who we are and how we want to be in a relationship, that whoever is on your profile either didn't read it or is completely on the same page as you. So okay. you want someone to be on the same page. So if you want to be married, that should be on your profile. Like that you don't have to be afraid to say that, to say something like, you know, I would put something on my profile that would be like, I enjoy a good 80s movies, The Goonies. I would name a few. The Goonies and E.T. always get me.
Okay.
A good steak, medium rare, and, you know, whatever. And then would say something to the fact of, I'm expecting in the next 2 years to be a Mrs. Blank.
Okay.
So okay. it's okay
for that you clear. To put, yeah.
Yes. I think be clear when you're online dating, especially online dating. Did you know that over 53% of Americans are online dating now?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah. more than half.
So I definitely missed that one. Definitely. Hey,
yeah.
we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and just finalize some of the steps that you can take to date differently. So you're ready for that?
I am ready. Stay with us.
Okay. We'll be back shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Charlene Hess is a red-headed powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Your Next Chapter with Shelley Ryan. Really, really love this information that Myra has been sharing with us and the practical steps that we can take. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about online dating, and I would love to spend just a couple more minutes about that, Myra. You were saying that 53% of people out there are dating online.
Yes, and the majority of them are men.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So, if we are looking for a man, we need to get out there.
I think you miss out on it. It's all about that whole, like, cast your net wider.
Yeah.
But you have to know how to do it. And that's why I invite individuals to come. And if they want to do online dating, don't do it alone. I will give you the tools that you need, how to set up your profile, how to respond to messages, and how to get offline faster than you are online. Because online is just a tool. It's just like a hammer or a screwdriver. You don't need to use it forever. You just get that result.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, I've got to tell you, Myra has graciously offered three complimentary coaching sessions one complimentary coaching session for three individuals to figure some of this stuff out. Like, maybe you want to work on your profile. Maybe you want to figure out how to figure out who your bozos have been. You want to get rid of them, or healing from the inside out. And so she has agreed to offer three of you guys a complimentary session. And how you can get access to that complimentary session is to text her at 202-796-8577. Again, that's 202-796-8577. And in your text, put your name and your email address and the keywords next chapter. And she will get back to you to set up and schedule those complimentary sessions. I love that, Myra. Thank
Yay!
You so much for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Also, if you go to her website, Myra's website for single women only, again, www.forsinglewomenonly.com. And there they can sign up for what? What can they do on your website, Myra?
So they sign up for my mailing list.
Okay.
And one of the things that they will get as a free gift is my ebook, 7 Love Tips on Attracting the Man You Deserve.
Oh, fantastic. And then I also saw that you have a webinar that says 5 ways to make you a man magnet.
Yes, yes.
So they
yes,
can
yes.
Fantastic. Well, Myra, thank you so, so much for joining me today on Your Next Chapter Radio. Had a ball talking with you, and I will definitely be in touch with you sometime here real soon, okay?
Okay, very well. Thank All right. you.
Thanks, Myra. Well, this is definitely one of the chapters I talk to clients about, which is finding love. One of the key questions that I ask them is their heart open for love? And are they even aware of what being open looks like? Myra definitely touched on that. And I know for the longest time for me personally, I wanted love in my life, but I was so closed off and had built up so many layers that even if love was looking for me, I would have never been able to let it in. So it all started with awareness for me. And then I made a decision to do things differently. So if you're finding yourself wanting to make a decision around doing something differently, or a new chapter is in your near future, and your head is spinning because you have no idea what to do or where to begin, or you feel overwhelmed by the decisions you need to make, you can set up a complimentary strategy session with me so we can talk it through and just sort it all out. You can go to www.yournextchaptercoaching.com. or www.shellyryan.com to schedule your complimentary strategy session. And if any of you are going to be in the Phoenix area, I have a couple of workshops coming up. Meditation Exploration is going to be on Saturday, October 27th from 9:30 to 12:30 at Sunrise Mountain Library. And that one is going to be an introduction to meditation as well as how to begin a meditation and maintain a meditation practice. And then Are You a Scaredy Cat, which is going to be Saturday, November 3rd from 9 to 12 at Rio Vista Recreation Center, also in Peoria. You can email me at Shelly@yournextchaptercoaching.com for more details. And Shelly is S-H-E-L-L-Y. So Shelly@yournextchaptercoaching.com. I'm also confirming folks for my 2019 Scaredy Cat Retreat in Isla Mujeres, Mexico. The dates are June 29th through July 6th, 2019. I have room for about 6 more women. This is an amazing opportunity to combine personal development and vacation, all wrapped up into one. I think we all have some scaredy cat in us, and at some point, we are just ready to face it. So on this retreat, we go to Isla Mujeres, Mexico, an island off of Cancun, and we will spend 8 days and 7 nights not only enjoying the beauty of the Caribbean Sea, the relaxation of yoga and meditation on the beach, the most delicious, authentic Mexican meals, and the best margaritas on the island. That we definitely are going to enjoy. But even more importantly, you'll get a chance to make a shift in your thoughts around fear. We'll make space for trying something new, get really clear about your vision around what you want to do and what fear has stopped you from doing. You'll elevate your passion and your energy. You'll feel a new sense of commitment and be all in. We'll remove any roadblocks that have stopped you in the past, and you'll leave knowing exactly what to do to move forward to your next chapter. You'll get a chance to face a few fears too. Maybe traveling to a country where you don't speak the language is scary for you. Maybe flying is scary, or staying with folks you don't know. Maybe sharing your story is scary. Snorkeling in the ocean, could that be a stretch for you? It could be. I don't know how many people where jumping off of a moving boat into the middle of the ocean and swimming with a 35-foot whale shark right next to you wouldn't create a little bit of fear, but you're going to get an opportunity to do that too. So I'm taking applications for next year's retreat, which again will be June 29th through July 6th. So mark your calendars and shoot me an email at Shelly@yournextchaptercoaching.com if you're interested. Even slightly interested. Maybe you're a little even scared to reach out, but I will talk you through it. You can also learn more about it at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com. I'm also finalizing the details for 3 other retreats for 2019. Super excited about them. The one that I'm working on now is the Go Slow Retreat in Key Cocker, Belize. This will be in the late spring of 2019, still trying to finalize the dates. But do you ever have people tell you that you're tightly wound or you're a type A who doesn't even know how to slow down or feels guilty when you do? Is your body telling you it's time to take a break? You know how that goes, that if you don't pay attention to your body telling you it's time to take a break, your body tells you and makes you take a break. So if that's you, this retreat could be exactly the right thing for you. The whole theme of the island is go slow. Like when you get off of the ferry, that's what you see, go slow. It's their mantra. It's what they believe. It'll be a relaxing opportunity to unwind, rest, and decompress. This one is all about taking care of you. We'll focus on how to get better sleep, learning for the first time, or how to enhance your yoga practice. We'll enjoy eating healthy, developing or growing your meditation practice, and just connecting with other women. We will go slow together. So stay tuned for more details on this one. Also, if you have a desire to visit Africa, I'm taking a group of folks to Ghana in the fall of 2019. This will be the first of many Ghanaian adventures. And I'll have at least one weekend retreat in Phoenix to focus on living the life you love. Retreats are an amazing way to get away from your regular routine and just gain a new perspective or a place to offer time for reflection and recharging, or maybe even reinventing. So if you're looking for an opportunity like this, shoot me an email at shelly@yournextchaptercoaching.com and we can figure out which one is right for you. Join me next month on the fourth Monday of the month, October 22nd at 12 Pacific time, 2 Central and 3 Eastern for another episode of Your Next Chapter. Until then, keep moving towards what's next for you.
Thank you for listening to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelly Ryan. Tune in live the fourth Monday every month at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Shelly's creative and powerful approach makes your next chapter happen by guiding you deliberately, mindfully, purposefully, and funnily. Experience proven strategies to set you up successfully for your next move. Get ready to accelerate your purpose with Your Next Chapter Coaching and listen to past shows at yournextchaptercoaching.com. That's yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next.